Since it was Women's History Month in March, on today's episode, we will be talking about women that are American pioneers with our special guest, Yasmina.
Hi, everyone. I'm so excited to be on this episode.
Welcome, Yasmina. Who will you be talking about today?
I'll be talking about Sojourner Truth.
Can you tell me a bit about her?
Sojourner, also known as Isabel Bomfrey, was born in 1797 in New York City. She was born to enslaved parents and was sold and bought multiple times by the time she turned 13. She was forced to get married to another enslaved man and bore 5 children. During the 19th century, the emancipation laws started taking effect. Truth's owner did not set her free, so Truth ran away with her youngest child.
That's a very sad story. She sounds like a very strong woman. Did anything happen that turned her story around?
After escaping, she started working as an activist against discrimination.
What else did she do?
After her son was illegally sold, she filed a lawsuit to get him back. She was the first African-American woman to win a case against a white man.
Oh wow, I'm impressed.
Now, let's talk about the pioneer you chose. Who will you be talking about?
I will be talking about Alison Mackenzie Stroker, also known as Ally Stroker.
Oh, I have heard about her. Can you tell me a bit more?
Sure thing. Ally Stroker was born on June 16, 1987, in Ridgewood, New Jersey. She was raised by loving parents and had a brother.
Oh, okay. I heard she is paralyzed from the waist down. Was she born that way?
Actually, no. At the age of 2, Ally and her brother got into a car accident, which led to a spinal cord injury that led to her being paralyzed from the waist down.
Oh, I see. What does she do for a living? Has she won any awards?
Ally Stroker is an actress, author, and singer. She is also the first wheelchair-using actor to appear on Broadway. And yes, she has won several awards, like the Drama Desk Award for Outstanding Featured Actress in a Musical, and in 2015, she won the award for her powerhouse performance in the revival of Oklahoma.
And didn't she have her first child not too long ago?
Yes, indeed. It seems like you know everything. She was the first wheelchair-using actor to appear on Broadway after becoming the first actor in a wheelchair, and she got married on July 16, 2021, to David Perlow, and welcomed her first child, Jesse Kenneth Perlow, on November 8, 2022. She is now 35 years old, well and healthy.
Good to know. I forgot to tell you that Sojourner died on November 26, 1883.
Oh, how sad! Well, that puts an end to this week's episode. I want to thank Yasmina for being here, and I hope everyone has enjoyed the program, and we'll see you another time.
Goodbye.
Bye.